It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. Your wish was granted, John.
Really?
Bauer. We've got Aiden Windebake from Longville joining us, the gentleman you coerced into becoming a member this week.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, Aiden, thanks for joining us, Aiden. Thanks for calling back. I forgot to ask your damn phone number, for crying out loud.
Oh, that's fine, just fine. I'm listening all the time anyways.
No, so Aiden, I have a nasty reputation for the last 26 years here at KXE for being mean, vindictive stuff to people on the air. Was I mean, and did I absolutely grab you and coerce you to become a member?
Oh, absolutely not. There was no turning me upside down and shaking me by the legs or anything.
Well, have you
something I've been meaning to do for a long time?
Wow.
And you mentioned it's the best streaming you get anywhere, right?
Oh, I think so. It's the variety is awesome. I love all the local kind of info of what's going on and little local news, and I get my national news from you guys too. And love all the green teas and the variety. It's just great.
So, Aiden, have you had your breakfast yet?
I have not yet, but it'll be the kind of weekday go-to at our house is avocado toast. So,
what?
Avocado toast. You ever
John,
had that?
John, have you not? You've not heard of avocado toast?
You spread avocado on toast, or it's toasted. The toast is actually avocado blend.
If you figure that out, you might be onto something. But yep, just toast with avocado on top, and then the trick in our house is red chili flakes and everything but the bagel seasoning on top. That's my girlfriend Margaret's specialty.
Nice. Holy Do you ever cow. Put a runny egg on top of that?
Oh yeah, if we've got some eggs, we throw a fried egg on top too. So
nice.
Wow.
Just one piece of bread, but it turns out to be quite the meal in the end.
Right.
How's the breath working after you're done with one of those suckers?
it takes a little bit to get going again, but it's okay. power you for the whole day.
Beverage? Well, tequila? What do you drink?
Maybe if you're having it for dinner.
What do you have coffee or what?
Always coffee. Yep, we've got a little mini espresso machine that gets used maybe more than anything in our house.
So you said a normal weekday morning breakfast. Does that mean you're busy and getting out of the house to your jobs, or what's a typical weekday like for you?
Yep, my girlfriend works down in Walker. She works at school and works at a realty office and works at Portage Brewery, so she's busy down there all week. And I work where I live, actually. We live at a summer camp in Longville, and I'm the property manager there. So I work all year at the same place where I live.
So wait a minute, let's back up a little bit. Your girlfriend works 9 jobs and you work 1?
Yep, so I got it worked out pretty good, don't I?
You got it made!
Now, is this a summer camp in Longville that has a lot of sailboats?
It is, yep. Do you know of us?
I do, yes. I think my husband learned to sail at that camp.
Yeah, me too. I learned to sail when I was about 12 here, and I've been coming here ever since, and now I live here. They can't get rid of me here.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we throw the name of the camp out?
I don't see why not. It's Camp Olson in Longville.
Camp Olson.
Okay, so what was it like the first summer that you went to Camp Olson?
It was actually pretty funny. There was a tornado drill the second night I was there. And I didn't have time to get my shoes on, so I ended up, one of the lawnmower guys had gone over a septic pipe, one of the cleanouts, so there was a little piece of broken, jagged PVC in the ground that I didn't see, and it was, of course, covered in what's in the septic system, so I got a nice big cut on the bottom of my foot the first or second night at summer camp, and couldn't go in the lake the rest of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
Got a nice blood poisoning in my foot. So that was fun, but I kept coming back, and I'm still here. So.
Oh my gosh! Was it your first time away from home in an overnight?
I think I've gone to a Boy Scout camp or something like that before then, but this is my first kind of real big week-long camp far away from home.
So let's talk about a couple things. Let's talk about your girlfriend's. She's a teacher or works at the school. How are things going at Walker School?
They're going great. She's a para, so she works with preschool and kindergarten, the little guys, and they're doing everything they can. They're, you know, staying open and getting all the kids in there, and there's not too much time left before it'll be summer, so I'm sure people are getting excited for that.
Do you have any, we seem to be neglecting animals, but we've been talking about them a lot lately, because I was introduced to a brand new 8-week-old basset hound named Penny yesterday. Do you have any pets?
We do. We've got three animals. We've got two dogs and a cat. We basically live in dog heaven. So we've got both of dogs are about 3, 4, and they're both mutts. We've got a border collie, a German shepherd that looks a little bit like a wolf, and just kind of a lab mutt-looking guy, too. So they come to work with me every day, and they love it.
Oh, great. But now Heidi's upset because you're not describing the cat, because she's a cat person.
Oh, yeah. Cats always get sick. My girlfriend's thing. I have to take care of a lot of mice problems up here, so I thought, I'll get a good mouser. But so we got a little kitty in the fall, and I don't know if she's like a Maine Coon something mix, but she's mostly all white, and she's a little sweetheart, too, so she'll play out in the yard all day with the dogs.
And is she a good mouser?
I don't know yet. We haven't. Okay. There was a cat in this house before we moved into it, so there wasn't really much of a problem here. And I did see one dead mouse on the road yesterday, but it's pretty far from where she goes yet. So we'll see. I think she's still learning. She's probably only 6 months old.
Okay. You can tell a lot about a person by the names of their animals. What are the names?
So the dogs are Ursa and Louie, and then the cat is still Maria.
Are your dogs like my dogs, just like in your face all the time, right by your side, staring at you, things like that?
In the beginning of the day, yeah. After they've been running around outside all day, they tend to just eat dinner and then go to their separate beds and lounge for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, I got two dogs right here staring at me. I cannot get away from them.
Yeah, one of our dogs is fetch obsessed. So if you make the mistake of throwing a stick for her, you're in for a treat for the whole day.
Oh, that's got to be the border collie, huh?
Yep.
I grew up with one of those, and, you know, we hid all the balls, everything that we thought was fetchable, and yet I'd wake up in the night with, like, a penny on my cheek, and she's staring at me, wanting me to throw whatever she could find.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we can
God.
Play fetch with this.
Yeah. A string. Just throw it for me, please.
A nonstop energy.
Yeah.
A nonstop energy.
So, Aiden, go ahead. I was going to say, Aiden, how are plans going for the summer? What happened last summer at Camp Olson, and then what are you looking forward to this summer?
Last summer, we unfortunately had to cancel for the summer, so we closed up shop and used that summer to basically do a lot of projects that were down on the bottom of the list that we can't usually get to in the winter, and then we had a lot of alumni and friends of camp coming up in really, really small, safe groups just to get out of the city and get into the woods for a little bit. So it's kind of a different summer, but we got a lot done and didn't take too much of a financial hit because our boss is really good at getting grants and stuff like that. And then we also have an amazing alumni, too. So we're doing fine, and we're going to go into this summer. We've got record registration already, and we're going to go about 80% capacity this summer.
You know, I have a good friend who runs a big camp here in Grand Rapids, and he was having a little bit of a hard time. I don't know if you require nurses, but he was having a hard time finding nurses, and they're still a little bit concerned. They're concerned that if you work at a camp, you might be in a bubble. You might not be able to leave. Is that kind of what you're dealing with, perhaps?
We're definitely going to have a bubble here where we're not letting in just anybody, but we, you know, we're going to have kids coming in and out. We're going to do that as safe as possible, and we do have a lot of our nurses have been coming to us for years, and we've got all our nurses set for the summer, but I know that it has been tough to find nurses for summer camps. So,
well, I think we already asked you this, but why did you become a member this week?
It's such a good radio station. I listen to you guys all the time. I probably log a few hours a day listening to your radio station. And I love everything about it. And, you know, in today's world, you pay all these monthly memberships for these streaming services and package delivery and stuff like that. And, you know, I think the value of what I'm getting out of your radio station is much more than those. So it seemed like a reasonable thing for me to do.
Yeah, probably two beers a month to become a member.
I was going
to
say, I'll spend more than that at the Muni in one night. So
at the Muni, there we go.
The Muni. Okay, so for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor, Aiden. You either get wild rice, pancakes, or country blend cereal delivered to your camp in a cream-colored linen bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's your choice?
What were the second two? We do some wild rice, so we have about 30 pounds of that sitting in the closet.
Oh, country blend cereal or wild rice pancake mix?
Ooh, okay. We'll do the country blend cereal. We eat a lot of cereal around here. We'll see what that's like.
All right, the cereal's in the mail. Thanks for being a member. Thanks for admitting I didn't coerce you. And thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Keep the good tunes coming.
All right, thanks. Strutting back in style.